Yeah, we had a group of about 70 mayors, county commissioners, and other local officials in Washington last week to deliver important messages to senators, congressmen, and Obama administration representatives about the importance of directing energy program money and economic stimulus package money to towns and cities, because we have projects that are ready to go, whether they involve roads, bridges, alternative energy, mass transit projects that could benefit from an immediate infusion of federal money. So we met with various important representatives of the Congress. We met with Senator Barbara Boxer from California. She has a set of principles, the objective of which is to make sure that revenues from any carbon market scheme come to the states and localities so that we can pursue pioneering efforts to address global warming and to adapt to global warming impacts and adopt energy saving and cost saving measures. We also met with Carol Browner, the new energy czar in the Obama administration, who said that the president is committed to developing and investing in new forms of energy while putting a lot of Americans to work to build wind farms and solar plants and fuel-efficient cars. And she emphasized the need, among other things, to make public buildings, such as county buildings and municipal buildings, more efficient, to modernize our electric grid and to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and protect natural resources. All of these priorities are in line with the greenhouse gas reduction initiative of Monmouth County. And we are therefore going to ask the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Advisory Committee and the Planning Board to make sure that we develop a list of ready-to-go efficiency and sustainable energy infrastructure projects.
Deputy, you have created Monmouth County to be in the vortex, the center of what's happening in Washington. And Washington is paying attention to what you've launched here. How important is it, this merger between DC?
Well, I must say that the Senate was reviewing the House version of economic stimulus, and there was a real prospect that a lot of these energy assistance and environmental measures were going to be dropped from the stimulus package. The presence of this climate leaders group, of which Monmouth is a part, in Washington lobbying for a role for local government, I think was very important as a factor in keeping the energy efficiency legislation intact. So we are at the front end of an effort to make sure that these climate change efficiency block grant programs persist in the economic stimulus package.
What is your challenge, as you see it, in terms of merging this information that you've gotten from Washington to the needs right here in Monmouth County with buildings and so forth?
Well, we need, first of all, to do an energy audit. And fortunately, the State Board of Public Utilities does have a program where, on a grant basis, the county can have all of its buildings assessed for energy efficiency. And then we have various programs in this economic stimulus package that will provide for retrofitting buildings, making them more efficient, and using various types of technology to reduce energy consumption and save the taxpayers money.